Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and seven. Irving breaks it back. Break roll. Bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky. Irving. Down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football's so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Good morning. Welcome into Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Thought we were canceled, didn't you? No, we're back.
The questions were there. We hosted primetime one day, and that was literally the last time we were on these radio waves.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But no, we are back. First show of 2024. Still wild to say, but that's how time works.
Yeah, man. Like, it just was really unfortunate or cool, depending on, you know, where you felt, where you were. But man, 2 weeks in a row, no show, and only because of holidays, right?
Well, Seahawks are to blame. Seahawks are to blame on Christmas Eve.
Seahawks are to blame on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But
let's
it
be
was
real.
Christmas Eve, like, so I'm pretty sure all of us would have been like, you know what, man, I think I'll go ahead. But New Year's Eve, I'd have been like, okay, I'll do a show today.
Well,
that sounds fun.
We got Wally pipped on New Year's Eve for the Ducks pregame show.
Which, come on.
Well, Are you gonna
get it? But man,
the you other option, guys, wake up at 4:30.
Yeah, the other option was them showing up on New Year's Day.
Yeah,
at
which is
six, not even 6 a.m. That's when the show would have started for them.
Yeah,
the pre-game
which
show.
Was for sure not happening. You know, so understandable. You know, I can't stand getting up early. Sunday is the one day that I just do not like waking up early.
Oh, like, I mean, trust me, this morning even, I feel like I went to bed, maybe it was like 11, 11:30 last night, so I was like, that will give me my 8 hours.
Okay. That's like Grandpa Joe, okay. Well, I think I turned it at 9:15, something like that.
Not at all. Friday night, for sure, I could not keep my eyes open, but when that 7:30 alarm hit, it was not hitting like I wanted it. I changed my alarm sound to the Revel, the Army bugle, you know, with like soldiers wake up. Yeah, like I was like, maybe that will inspire me. Like if I hear that, it'll make me think of the soldiers that have to like jump out of bed when they hear that. Like they can't lay in bed once that trumpet starts going off.
That's,
you know,
that's, I mean,
big mistake, dude.
It's the most uncomfortable way to wake up every day is just to hop out of your sleep.
Actually, that's a great question. What are your alarms to wake you up, or what songs do you use? And that's really funny because I used to have a Nickelodeon. Well, I don't know if you remember this back when we were all kids, but there was like a Nickelodeon alarm clock that had a like selection of sounds. That was one of them.
It slimed you in the morning.
Yeah.
Slimed you in the morning.
Yeah. All that.
I wish it would have included that.
If it had different themes.
Who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda.
We might be on to something there. Let's not give our ideas away to people to go out there and make money off them. But
or Rugrats theme.
That type of alarm. No, I have a... Those are one of those things I don't really care about on my phone. So, like, the alarm, I don't care what sound it makes. You know,
I just rocked with the generic iPhone one forever, and then I was just trying to, again, like, find that motivation. Let's be real. That Army bugle... We're done with it.
Yeah.
After this morning,
don't do it, dude.
I was like, I tried it for like 3 days, and that thing just absolutely not. That is not a peaceful way to wake up at all.
It's not at all. It's not serene.
That's the thing with alarms.
Very jarring.
Yeah. Perfect word that you use, serene instead of jarring. You need something that is going to wake you up, but it's not like, oh my God, F you. So I've found a mix between the two. Like when I really, really need something like immediately, like, okay, I know I'm going to be sleeping and I have to get up and go, Mariners theme. It's kind of sad, but that will get me going. But the best one, guys, this
that
is
will make you very sad to wake up to now at this point in time.
You're not joking. But my go-to, this is awesome. Kissed by a Rose by Seal.
That's a nice way to...
And no, you go with the chorus. Yeah. No, you go with the chorus.
That is a nice way to wake up.
Yeah, if I compare you to a kiss from... No,
I think that's a great way to wake up. Just the intro is like, huh, okay.
It really is.
You know, like...
It is.
I think another song that'd be great to wake up to is the Bulls intro.
Yes.
That'd be something pretty cool to wake up to every morning as an alarm clock. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do that.
Should I open this up to the Vancouver Ford text line?
I think we should.
All text the van, RVA Vancouver Ford text line. Dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. Your dollar. Oh, Sunday morning, right? They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. The ever important after the sale, visit VancouverFord.com. Text line 503-864-6326. I'm sure this is exactly what we want to talk about on Sunday mornings. What is your alarm sound? They're like, I'm literally listening to it right now.
Or
you
what
guys.
Would it be? I think that's if you could really...
Walking.
Choose, what your alarm sound would be.
We got a text in, walking on sunshine.
That's a great way to wake up.
Yeah, I need
a jazzy little tune. That's a jazzy little number to wake up to in the morning.
I definitely need to change it. You know, I the effort was there, the intentions were right with my Army bugle, but it's just
there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that were in the service that find that sound soothing.
And the Army bugle,
probably. There will be a lot of people that were in
like
the service
the rooster crow,
that were like, "Man, I'm so used. I was so used to that. Like now, there's okay. This sounds weird.
Triggers their PTSD.
I know a lot of people that have lived, obviously, in really, let's just call them urban neighborhoods, right? And there will be, they move to a nicer neighborhood, and like, this is weird. It's too quiet.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I've heard that. Used to the city sounds.
I'm used to those things and everything like that. So there are some people that, probably went through basic training or something like that and was like, that sound let me know it was time to get up. It let me know it's time to start my day. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that still use it, especially after they got out of the service.
That's the problem that I have. Don't have any basic training or any Army training in my history.
We should go.
To the Army?
I know. So listen to this. I think.
Just for a week?
So there's this one time, and you missed this, Jordan. You missed this. And I think we spoke about this before. There's one time that the fan did this whole, we did a draft combine.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of
know,
this.
And
yeah.
we did the whole, and it was awesome. Someone, I got fourth, which was kind of, you know, whatever, but, you know.
Someone pulled a hammy, from my understanding. I think
it was Sook.
Yeah, Sook pulled a hammy.
Sook's going to pull
former
something.
Former NFLer pulled Sook's, a hammy.
Sook's going to pull something, you know, out at that point, man. Cooley did the whole thing in a suit.
Rich Eisen
Yeah, he
style.
Did the whole Rich Eisen thing. So it was pretty cool to watch fantastic. That. But we should go to, like, a basic training kind of thing. Why
I'm
not? You wouldn't do it?
Because I'm going to get third, and I'm going to hate my life by the end of it.
It doesn't have to be like
I'm vomiting like 15 like, minutes into that. Right?
It didn't have to be like competitive to see like who's the best. But yeah, let's see if we could get through a day of basic training.
No, I'm a head coach now. I'm just standing on the sidelines. I don't do any hard work. I make people run. I don't do the running.
If we can do beers after.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, like,
that's easy.
I'm gonna suck at it. I'm gonna look like a fatty, but I'll do it.
Yeah, man. Okay? I've always like I see these things. I'm like, man, I feel like I could do that, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really sure.
Keyword feel.
Yeah, as I watch these things and I see him climb the high wall, I'm like, that might be a problem. I'm not really like big on heights, but I feel like I could get through this.
I feel like I could kick a 30-yard field goal, but then I get
no, you
in front
don't.
Of the ball.
You don't actually feel like you could, do you?
Like
it would be
if
a,
it's on
a
the
line
20
drive.
Yard line.
Yeah, right?
If it's on the 20-yard line, yeah, I think we all think we could
barely
do it. Exactly.
I think I can probably get up a nice 15-yarder. That's about it.
So on the 5?
On the 5. I'm going to be honest about what I can do as a kicker. Like, yeah, I went to a black high school. We didn't have a lot of kickers around. So it's just kind of one of those things, man.
You recruited the soccer player.
We tried.
Yeah. That was
we tried.
We did that every year at Sherwood. Yeah, we didn't care. We're like, all right, who's the goalie?
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, do
like
I think I could kick a 30-yarder like, you know, Vinatieri over here? Probably not, but... Yeah, give me a nice 15 to 10 yard. Put it on the 1. 11.
Put it on the 1.
Put it on the 1. 11 yard field goal. I got you.
Yeah, speaking of not being able to do things your younger self could accomplish, humbling experience for me last night. It was a great day. Saturday started off wonderful. We had our first basketball game. Head coach Fisher makes his debut, big 42-13 victory, but that's not the story, okay? Joey might have dropped 21 points, but that's not important, okay?
Okay.
Half the team's production on the offensive end, dude getting buckets. Later that night, it was a friend's birthday party, and we went to Envision Golf, one of the golf simulators, went to Claim Jumpers right across the street over in Bridgeport.
Great bread pudding.
Bread pudding? Mm-hmm. Did not try the bread pudding. They had a tomahawk steak you could buy for $2, mm-hmm. $150.
Yeah.
That was wild. I was looking at some of the prices on the menu. I was like, oh my God.
It's a bit of a reach for some of the things on the menu, but they have everything on the menu.
Yes, and that's the thing, is they have everything on the menu, so when it came for my time to order, I was like, just a Nashville hot chicken sandwich,
this
okay?
One.
Yeah. I was like, let's just go chicken sandwich.
Simple.
This is now the third straight time where I've gone in with the chicken sandwich and I've gone out feeling like pregnant afterwards. Like just a lot of oof.
Especially the Nashville, so you know it's going to be a little little gassy afterwards. Yeah.
A lot of those sounds. And I came to the realization I might have to take a chicken sando hiatus for a while. It's been rough. It was this one. I think, actually, now that I think about it, last week I had a Bay's fried chicken sandwich.
I was just about to bring that up. Did you have the spicy one?
I think I did.
So, okay. So
maybe that herein lies the problem.
Yeah, maybe
the
it's not necessarily, you know, the chicken sandwich, but I was just about to bring them up. Man, I think Ndamukong Suh was like the...
He's one of the co-owner
proprietors. Shout out to Ndamukong Suh, you know, for that.
One of the investors.
Makes a damn good chicken, you know, over there.
That's a good bird over there at
that might be what it is. And the third chicken sandwich was it spicy as well?
It was like, maybe? It was at Lardo's.
Probably.
Yeah.
Lardo's, probably.
Yeah. And so it was last three... it's always great to start, and then it's like, poof,
yeah, at that, it's gonna come back up at when some point,
or come back down. When I went home, though, I immediately face planted into my bed and just kind of lied there. Like a beached whale.
Wait for this feeling to pass.
Yeah, just again, making those just sounds. Just oof, oh,
yeah, been oof. There. Whoa. Wait a minute, Joe.
Excuse me.
Let's.
It's 9. Don't, it's 9:12.
Where
12,
are we?
Bro.
Don't clip that.
Don't think we're at a strip club right now.
But it was a good Saturday. It was a solid Saturday. The clubs were swinging well at Envision Golf. Again, want to know to start the season, but that's not important. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the lead at all.
That's not the story. Okay. Yeah. We do have plenty of football stuff today, though. Pretty sure playoffs start next week. So we have some NFL previews, matchup previews to do today. Talk about who are the potential teams getting to the playoffs. We had a team clinch a playoff spot yesterday.
Great game.
Yeah, it was solid.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunate to old Minshew, but we definitely have some NFL matchups. Playoff predictions, what teams we think might be for real, which ones are fraudulent. Also want to get to one team in particular that has a decision looming here on the future. And we have quite possibly the worst take of all time.
Oh, we're going to talk about that guy?
Yes, because, you know, I'm pretty dumb. But when things like this happen, it makes me feel
smarter,
less dumb.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, wow, okay, at least I'm not saying that. I mean, that makes me feel a lot better about myself. So pretty sure that we got that audio pulled, and we'll have to play that. Again, I do not like giving this guy any attention, but when it's something this bad, it has to be played.
We can laugh together, guys.
Yes, exactly. So we'll do that. We got a national championship game to preview. And then I don't know if you saw this last week, but we do have to bring this up from college football, from the Rose Bowl game last week. So okay. We get to a lot of football stuff. Why don't you know it? Football Sunday. Again, you can text in 503-864-6326. But let's take a look at this NFL Sunday action. What is at stake? There are a few teams that still can make the playoffs that they need a lot to go right, and then some other teams that basically they just need to win and they're in. So let's take a look at the teams that are right there on the cusp. We also have some divisions that need to be clinched still today. So let's get right into it. NFL Week 18. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz right here. Football Sunday brought to you by Grillwork Supply Co. on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
You became the light on the dark side of me.
If Kissed by a Rose doesn't get you ready for NFL Week 18 action, I don't know. Yeah.
You know?
I want to run through that wall right now for my Dallas Cowboys, okay?
Which is, you know, if there is someone that listens to this before a game, like, that person's a maniac. Like, this is what you listen to before you go and try to knock someone's
head
off.
They just got
like,
an image of Dak in his locker just looking down, just with the beats on, just focused, lock hand. What are you listening to, Dak? Kissed by a Rose.
Yeah. Truly, madly, deeply.
Get the F out of my face!
God, I've always said that like 90s R&B, it's great workout music because, you know, as you're working out through your set, it takes about like 4 or 5 minutes, right? You do your first rep, take a break for 30 seconds a minute. By the time you get to that last set, you know, whether it be curls or leg press or something like that, you got to just get that motivation. And by the end of that song, that dude is screaming out for love.
That's the way it goes,
like,
man.
Crying his heart out. And then you're just like, dude, I feel that.
Push it out. Push it out.
And you get that last set, and you're like, sweet. All right, next song by Genuine.
Yeah, I listen. Seriously, Pony.
Genuine.
Siri, play Pony.
No, Pony's, you need that buildup. Pony is like, bwah, 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 bwah.
You can lift to that.
You can. I guess you can. Just wear compression shorts, I guess. Or is that next? Too close?
That's definitely too close. That means I don't need a spot, bro. We're good. We're good. Thank you, though.
Get away from me. Get away from me, please. Oh, God. So a lot of meaningless football, but there are some matchups today that definitely do matter when it comes to who gets the division, who gets the final playoff spots. Two divisions that are still up for grabs. I think actually three, technically. You've got NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles fighting for that spot. Cowboys win, they get it. Eagles lose, Cowboys get it. So right now, the Cowboys in the driver's seat to get the NFC East. They're playing the Commanders. Granted, it could be a very soupy, ugly match out there in Maryland if you saw what was happening in, was it, was that Baltimore? Were they playing Pittsburgh yesterday? I can't remember. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was the Ravens. It was
Tyler
Huntley-led Ravens.
Yes,
it was
in
fantastic.
Baltimore. It was an absolute disgusting, messy monsoon out there. So that very well could be the case at a poopy FedEx Field. Hopefully the sewage pipes hold during that. Wasn't that a few years ago at FedEx Field when like a pipe burst and it was just water falling off of one of the balconies?
Sewage water,
yes.
Most likely.
Hot. Very hot.
Hot sewage water. I hope it was cold.
Yeah, I
mean,
smell,
if it were hot, would have been, the whole stadium would have been experiencing something.
Left hand up, who are we? Go Commanders. Eagles, Giants is the other game. Again, the Eagles have to win, but they also have to pray for a Cowboys loss, which I'm sure 99% of the nation is praying for because nobody likes the Cowboys, but Cowboys fans. So, but I digress. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play the victim role here. We also have the NFC South up for grabs too. The mighty NFC South, the most competitive division in all of football, right? When all those teams are jam-logged together, the Bucks, the Saints, and the Falcons, that means that's a competitive division. That's really good, right?
Is that what it means?
That's what I always said when the NFC East was down.
Yeah.
When everybody was saying the NFC least, I'm like, what are you talking about? That just means it's super competitive and it's, you know, there's
They cannibalize each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Pac-12. Yeah, no. I don't think that's the case with them in the NFC South right now. But, hey, I mean, a win's a win?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I saw...
But does a win right now help you if you're a bottom feeder in the NFC South? Like, I mean, your draft, you know, draft position can still move, you know, based on where you finish and everything. Like,
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Falcons, I'm losing that game. I want the better draft position. And that's the thing, too, is I've already seen some Cowboy Twitter accounts like, guys, we might want the 5 seed because then if we get the wild card, yeah, it's an away game, but we're going to play like the Saints or the Falcons or the Bucks. And I was like, you're an idiot. I want the Cowboys to be at home regardless of the situation. I want the 2 seed, but yeah, imagine that if the Cowboys lose and Eagles win and they have the 5th seed and then they have to go to Atlanta to play like Desmond Ridder. The fact that Atlanta still has a chance, I mean, they basically need to win against the Saints and then they need the Bucks to lose today. So, I mean, they're one of those teams on the outside that they need a lot to happen for them. But just imagine that. Like, this is one of those cases where it's like, did we need to expand the playoffs?
No, we didn't. However, it so far it's made for good football. You know, that extra game. You know, we said this about the NBA's what's the play-in tournament. Initially, it was like, we really need that. But now it's like...
We probably still don't.
We probably still don't. However, it makes for some pretty compelling basketball, you know, at the end of the season. So I think, though, that game is... We've been pleasantly surprised at how competitive it's been.
We also have the AFC East for grabs. And this is a winner take all. Miami Dolphins versus Buffalo Bills. That is the Sunday night football matchup at 5:20. Tonight between Papa Joe's, Miami Dolphins.
Sorry,
and
I didn't
Buffalo
do this
Bills.
Like 4 minutes ago.
Oh, dude, we got like, the bells.
I know. We're all good now.
We got some
betting stuff to do too. But like, we could just play this like the whole,
just
like,
all day.
The whole show.
Yeah,
Week 18.
So the Steelers, they won yesterday, which was disgusting. But they indeed win.
The Fighting Mason Rudolphs. That dude. I hate that he's a third-string quarterback. I hate that he's got such a cushy life because he looks like a D-bag, and he's a terrible quarterback at that. Not like you need to be a good quarterback to be a third-string in the NFL, but still. Like, just what a lucky... Thank God they got Mike Tomlin because they don't got a quarterback.
Well, it's hilarious. I just keep remembering the moment when Myles Garrett swung the helmet at him and almost killed him four years ago.
And accused him of calling him the N-word, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he did.
I think it happened.
You think it happened?
Myles Garrett doesn't seem that like crazy to me, you know, to do some stuff. So that's one of those things that will trigger somebody to do something crazy.
We got lip readers out there, though. I don't think anybody came out and said, oh, I saw him do it.
Did someone break down the Zapruder film of Mason Rudolph possibly saying the N-word?
The John Boy Media breakdown did not ever come out on that one. So,
gosh, these little trumpets. I would like to learn. Yeah, there you go. Like to learn trumpet just for this aspect alone. Like, can you play any other songs? Like, nope. Just this.
What if 1080 the Fan staff all just learned different instruments and managed to band together?
Start a band.
Right? Just these songs. These songs alone.
All right. We are going to play the Fox NFL theme music now. So the Steelers, they won. They can still clinch a playoff berth if they get a Buffalo loss or a Jacksonville loss today. Jacksonville, the only way that they can make the playoffs is by winning today. The Houston Texans, they clinched at least a wild card
spot.
Shout
out to the Texans, man.
Hey, man. Give them props for sure. D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud, and the Stroud boys getting a big dub yesterday.
Yeah, Singletary was a yard short, though, on my $120 win, so damn him.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have to win today in order to get into the playoffs. That is their scenario for them.
Trevor Lawrence is playing, by the way. Saw that he is. A few minutes ago, ESPN front page said that he is active.
And, you know, rightfully so. Like, Jacksonville, they'll win and clinch the AFC title with a win, but that's the only way they can get in. After how their season has gone in this second half, like, that's pretty justifying right there. Like, they have S'd the bed week after week and have barely scraped by. So, yeah, if they're not winning this game, winning the division, then rightfully so, you should not be in the playoffs because they've basically shown they're not a playoff team. They're not a real contender down the stretch.
I just don't think anyone in that AFC South is a contender.
Well, like the Texans, I'm not going to say they're a contender. It's been a great year for them. But I said this to you like weeks ago when it was like, you know, Panthers fans are pissed they didn't take C.J. Stroud. It's like, all right, well, it is, you know, a rookie year. So maybe let's hold out on Bryce Young a little bit longer. But also, like, do we really think the Texans are winning a Super Bowl this year?
No, I don't think either one of the South divisions have a team. Every other division has at least a team that you're like, I could see them winning the Super Bowl, but there isn't one team in either one of the South divisions you're like, yeah, I'd definitely see New Orleans walking away with this year. Like, no, probably not.
So Bills, Dolphins, we talked about that. Miami will clinch the AFC East title with a win or a tie. I love these I love these scenarios, having to sift through them because of all the ties that could happen in Week 18.
There will be a tie today. No,
you're calling
a
tie.
I am. Absolutely. Well, there's always, you saw it in one of the CFP games, the Alabama matchup with Michigan. Oh, my goodness. It was chaos. Yeah. And in the postgame show, it's like there's going to be like a safety. There wasn't a safety, but there sure as heck was like a special teams touchdown and a bunch of other weird crap. It always happens in these games. It always does.
That reminds me, though, of that Chargers-Raiders game, that season finale a couple years ago, when it was basically like, if the Raiders and Chargers tie, then they both get in. And it was like down to the end of the game where it was like the Raiders, like, they could just kneel this out
and they were gonna
call it, and then they ended up kicking the field goal anyway, or vice versa. I can't remember.
No, it was because Brandon Staley, they were down under a minute, and Rich Bisaccia said, you know what, we were gonna let the clock roll off because they were tied with the Chargers. Brandon Staley called an effing timeout. That's what changed their mind and said, the hell are you doing over there on Vegas' sidelines? So they're like, okay, screw you. We're going to win this game. We don't care about you. We care about us.
Yeah.
And I believe that let the Steelers in instead of the Chargers. God.
Oh man. So, yes, let's root for a tie today. I don't know which game, but I think that would just create ultimate chaos because then everybody's trying to figure out how the hell the scenario works out in that case.
Yeah, I think the tie should come between Cowboys and...
Stop.
What?
Don't.
I mean, how important of a game is it today for Dallas? Like,
Well, big, because if they win the division, but they're playing the GD Commanders. Have you not watched them?
I have.
Sam Howell thrown 19 interceptions this year. He's probably good for two terrible picks today.
What's the term they use in football? Any given Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Like, just imagine Sam Howell wins today, plays spoiler to the Cowboys, and then they make a movie about him. And, you know, seriously, a Disney movie in about 15 years.
They would make a movie. They would just relish in that aspect of
it's called
the Cowboys.
Victory.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
I'll sit here and be honest with you. If Cowboys lose this game, I got nothing to stand on at this point. Like,
I mean,
everything I've been preaching about this season, about them blowing bad teams out, Dak having an MVP-like season, like, all that goes out the window.
Well, all that's still true, though. Like, I mean, Dak has had an MVP-like season. He won't win it, but he has had, this is probably his best season he's had, you know, as a starting quarterback. So, yeah, I think there's still a lot for Dallas to be, you know, upbeat about. But, yeah, you definitely need this game today, because if you don't get it, Detroit moves into that second spot, right? Like, Detroit has to win as well. But I don't think Detroit has to win, do they? It says, like...
Detroit's already in.
Detroit, I mean, they've clinched the playoff
spot. They've won their
division, yeah.
So,
but they can't get, like, the two seed or anything like that.
Yeah, so when... wins tiebreaker over Detroit based on head-to-head.
Yeah. All know how that went last week. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Pretty good game.
They play at Carolina. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South title with a win or a tie and a New Orleans loss or tie. The Bucs can clinch a playoff berth if they get a tie, Seattle loss, plus a Green Bay loss. Right now, Green Bay has the best path to a wild card. They've got like six different scenarios, but the most important scenario of all is you win, you're in, you're going to the playoffs.
There's nothing more clear-cut than that. All you got to do is go out there and get a W. And hold on. First, I want to make sure that, and I know you don't want to do this, but man, Tampa Bay... 8-8 on the season.
Like, dude, I was so wrong about that.
Like, who knew?
It's not me.
Who knew that Baker Mayfield would take his team to the playoffs? You know?
He was showing it early in the season, and I was like, oh, bud, I might be wrong about this Tampa team. Mike Evans has had a fantastic year. Yeah, good for the Bucs. One of my best friends is a Bucs fan, and I know he's relishing in this. So hopefully they can finish it off and win the division.
And then one more. Man, the Green Bay Packers, sans Aaron Rodgers, have an opportunity to get into the playoffs. How much of an FU would that be to Mr. Ayahuasca himself if they go to the playoffs the first season without Aaron Rodgers and he, you know, missed the season after like the fourth play.
It would be nice.
Wow. That's what you call poetic justice, right?
Bitching about that. Yeah.
And then the Seattle Seahawks, who will be right here on 1080 The Fan at 1:25. Pre-game show starts right after us at 11 a.m. Their scenario against the Arizona Cardinals, they win plus a Green Bay loss, and they are in the playoffs. So they are big Justin Fields fans today.
Oh, absolutely. You have to be. You have to be. You're hoping he looks like he's in college today and he goes crazy, and so you can find your way into the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's take a break because there is a player in a team that I just mentioned that have a big decision on their hands going forward. We do that next here on Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Plyco. But first, Jordan Schultz with SportsCenter Update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, so we're all in agreement then that 1 week, one game result should decide your future and what you should do with your franchise, right?
One game?
Don't take like a whole sample size of a season or, you know, like look at a player, like his progression through his career. Just 1 week, decide everything you should do, right?
Depends on what that week is.
Well, that's what the Bears are facing right now with Justin Fields. Apparently,
we've got enough film.
Today determines whether or not the Bears stick with Justin Fields or not.
We all know what.
Whatever happens today in this game, the Bears have their decision. I don't know if it's the social media, the recency bias, the week-to-week overreaction, but why do we do this? It seems like, you know, the Heisman Trophy race, it was decided in one game, Pac-12 championship game, right? It was like after the Ducks lost, it was like, okay, well, it goes to Jaden Daniels. And then Jaden Daniels doesn't play after that. He's not in the SEC championship game. He doesn't play in the ReliaQuest Bowl. People, and granted, this is a national media problem too, is that people see Michael Penix play against Texas and they're like, okay, well, we know who should have won the Heisman now. It was like, so this one game now changes your opinion? You know, there was like 13 other games where, and granted, Penix had his ups and downs, but like there was definitely a sample size where you could have seen that, yeah, he probably should have won the Heisman.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes for a lot of people. Vince Young came out and dominated in that national championship game, and everybody's like, oh, you know what? He probably should have been the guy to win. Shouldn't have been Reggie Bush that year. Did you see what Reggie Bush did for that entire season? Like, Vince Young was great in that game, but, you know, that wasn't the Heisman performance that, you know, he needed that early in the year. Justin Fields, man, I feel bad for this kid. Number one, if you're the number one pick of any team, you're probably going to a crap franchise, more than likely. Especially if you're within the first 12 to 15 picks, you're going to go to a bad team, more than likely. He went to the Bears. The Bears who, what was it, 2006, the last time they went to the Super Bowl? Five? With Rex Grossman?
Yeah, good old Grossy.
Yeah,
Devin
sexy
Hester
Rexy.
Returning the kick. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, so the Bears have been inept for, what now, almost 20 years?
Been a while.
Through quarterback after quarterback. They've gone through coach after coach and offensive coordinator after defensive coordinator, and they've never been able to get it right. It's Justin Fields' fault now? Like, mind you, he hasn't played well. Let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade. He hasn't had one season where he's thrown for at least 20 touchdowns. This is his third year. And he's been, you know, nicked up a little bit, banged up.
Well, I want to say his rookie year, I don't think he started right away.
No, he didn't start right away.
I think they still had Trubisky playing there.
Yeah, and even still, he threw 7 touchdowns and 10 picks.
That's rookie season.
Next year, he threw 17 touchdowns and 11 picks. Better.
Improvement.
Better, you know. And then this year in 12 games, obviously 16 touchdowns and 9 picks. Like, he can't stay healthy because he moves a lot, moves too much. He has an offensive line that doesn't know how to block, a defense that can't really hold water. Like, there's a lot of things that are wrong in Chicago. I don't know if all of it is Justin Fields, though.
Well, coincidentally, he gets a great number one receiver this year and looks pretty decent. His passing stats this year, I mean, 2,414 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, rushing yards, 630. And we've seen, it seems like week after week, he has a play that he has to escape the pocket and avoid two tackles.
It's a Cam Newton-esque kind of escape, you know, when he does that.
Looks like damn near Barry Sanders. He's like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage and no blocking, and he's got to run for his life. But the way that the Bears have closed out this season, they have won 5 of their last 7 games. Now, granted, the 5 wins, Panthers, 16-13 victory. Vikings 12-10 victory.
Yeesh.
You did blow out the Lions 28-13. I call that a blowout because this year with the NFL, all the unders have been hitting and it's one possession game after one possession game. You only lost to the Browns by 3, 2017 at Cleveland. That's one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL. And then he beat the Cardinals and the Falcons last week. You blow out the Falcons 37-17. And, you know, I know it's more of a college football thing, but I think there's definitely some style points in how you beat teams in the NFL that 100%. Matters. If you're at home, away, if you're blowing out teams, if you're barely skating by, you know, I think that definitely matters. But it sounds like it comes down to today against the Packers at Green Bay. I mean, Justin Fields and the Bears have the chance to knock Green Bay out of the playoffs. And if they do that, like, I don't see how you don't roll with him for another year.
If you beat Green Bay, if you beat your rival at the end of the year and play spoiler for them going to
finish
the playoffs,
winning 6 of your last 8 games,
you,
like
you,
that's,
and you finish strong, like you have to, you don't move on from Justin Fields.
This is what happened with the Lions last year. I mean, the Bears, they started off the season, what is it, 1-5, 2-7. That's where the Bears were at this season, and you're telling me I have the chance to finish 8-9? Like, that is a great turn. That's crazy, what happened to the Lions last year. They were, what, 1-7 to start the year, I believe? 1-6?
And then finished the year off awesome.
And then everyone said, yep, roll it back with this team, this coach. They clearly have that. They're in the right momentum. And so I think that's what you got to do with the Bears here, is that you finish the season the way you did with wins and Justin Fields improving, DJ Moore. You add some pieces through the draft or through the offseason. I haven't looked at their cap situation yet, but I don't see why. I also get the impatience with teams and quarterbacks because you get a guy like CJ Stroud who hits year one.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that doesn't help the situation when you're waiting and waiting for someone to put up numbers like that, and then a guy comes in year one and does it.
You start panicking. It's tough to look around. If you're the Bears, it's tough to look around, especially within your division, and you see that the Packers have an opportunity to make the playoffs a year without Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Like, that's tough to see. It's tough to look around the country, and like you said, you see CJ Stroud and the Texans making moves and trying to move forward and become a better team. Like, yeah, it's tough to look around and see what is considered his contemporaries, if you're Justin Fields, doing well, playing well. Gardner Minshew with an opportunity to potentially go to the playoffs last night. Like, so yeah, it's tough to look around and see that, and then you start panicking because I truly think Justin Fields could be a Cam Newton-esque quarterback. If you look at their percentage, their completion percentages, they're right about the same, right around 60%. They do right around the same amount of running the ball and stuff like that. So he could still be a really effective, almost MVP-level quarterback if given the right opportunity. We've seen what good coaches can do to a bad team. We thought the Texans were dead in the water to start the season. There's no way DeMeco is going to come in there and change that culture in that year with the rookie quarterback. That's not going to happen this year. And what do you know? They won 10 games on the season. Like, so, I mean, you'd be surprised to know what great coaching, and I don't know if the Bears have ever had that. I don't know if they've had it in a long time.
And Matt Eberflus, their head coach, I want to say this is, I don't think this is year one for him.
I think this is year two.
Yeah. But yeah, 2002 to present. So this is year two. So you improve from last year, record wise, team wise. I think head coaches usually get that third year to see if they improve on that. And then if they don't, maybe a fourth year, we'll see how that goes for him. But the Bears do have the number one overall pick. It is locked in. There's one idea of what not to do that has been floating around on the internet. Because obviously, you know, it seems like Caleb Williams is probably the consensus number one overall. We'll see what happens draft, you know, the days leading up to the draft or wild, you know, agents get in GM's ears and people start talking. And then before you know it, Mitch Trubisky's going number two overall. But there is one take that has been floating around that is the worst of all time as far as what the Chicago Bears should do with their draft capital. And we're going to get to that next right here, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, God. Vancouver Ford text line. We're in sync right now. Two different texts just came across. Two different texts from two different people just came across the Vancouver Ford text line that ask, please, I hope you're talking about this. Please play this clip. And we are. This audio comes from one Emmanuel Acho. Just a god. I mean, what do you say about him? Like
nothing, hopefully.
It just goes to show that speaking confidently, regardless of what dumb ass you are spewing, can get you pretty far. And this is the epitome of Emmanuel Acho and what he does, but put this take on anybody. Like if anybody were to say this besides him, it would still be horrendous, but because it came from him and the passion and the confidence and the hand gestures and the smile.
Can't get past his lisp.
This by far is the worst take in NFL draft history. George Schultz, do we have the audio ready?
Easier to hit on one player in Caleb Williams than it is to hit on four players. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about trading that number one overall pick for all these other picks, now you got to hope that Marvin Harrison hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the tackle you draft hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the other pass rusher hit, as opposed to simply hoping that Caleb hits. Yeah. It's easier in my mind to simply hit on Caleb Williams than it is to pray that you hit on three or four other picks, not to mention you can always trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So based upon that, why would you not say to yourself, wait, we've already got lucky.
Yeah.
We traded Bryce Young for Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, because that's what it came down to. Uh-huh. They traded that number one overall pick for DJ Moore, plus another first round pick who you can now use on Bryce Young. You got lucky. Yeah. By the grace of God, the Panthers were terrible. You got DJ, you got Caleb. For Bryce, take your money, go to the cashier, cash out. Yeah. Why would you not make that decision?
Because you get fired is why you wouldn't make that decision.
You serious?
You idiot.
Listen, I don't think I've ever met like a baseball player that was like, Coach, I don't need four at-bats. Just give me just one.
All one's all I need, Coach. I'm going yard.
Like, does he not know, like, did he ever take a statistics or like a probability class or like even just was there for the probability like lesson in basic math in freshman year of high school? He's literally saying, take Caleb Williams, who, I'm sorry, hasn't played in the NFL, so we have no guarantees that he is going to be a great player. And me and Rashad were talking in the break about his future prospects. I think he is mentally tough. USC, they kept having to throw him out there on offense, possession after possession after possession, because their defense could not hold firm. So he would have to go out there and put up 40, 50 points every night, it seemed like, just for them to have a chance. So I think he has that mental resiliency of like, all right, let's go out there. Got to do it again. If a mistake happens, go back out to redeem ourselves. I'm not crazy about his style play of staying in the pocket and running like it's backyard football when a play breaks down. Yes, that's nice in NFL to have that ability, but that's not what the NFL, how quarterbacks build their success, is that pocket presence, is being able to feel that pressure around you, make a step up in the pocket, not have happy feet, not be panicking. That's my biggest concern with Caleb Williams, and it's not guaranteed that his game will transition to the NFL. We saw what happened this year when he started playing better teams. You know, it's nice when you're playing San Jose State or Fresno State or whoever the hell, but once you start getting to that better talent and NFL players and NFL caliber talent, that's where you can run into problems. So besides all that, he is saying, take him, whatever. You don't need four other players. You don't need all this draft capital. It also cracks me up that he says, well, okay, and then trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So are you saying that the second and third round pick are going to hit if you make that trade? But if you trade the number one overall pick. Oh, yeah, all those other first-round picks you get aren't going to hit. Yeah. That's too much of a risk to take. What the hell are we talking about?
Just thinking locally of an example, like a very successful team in the Seattle Seahawks, in their GM, John Snyder, literally using lower-round picks to build their defense up. That strong defense was not all first-round picks. Mm-hmm. And then just out of that vacuum overall, when you hit on a fifth, sixth round guy, that ends up being so much more valuable in the long run. Like, I don't understand when you're thinking one compared to four, the math works out like you guys just said.
Like basic math.
But then when you talk about grabbing a guy cheap, when you talk about the success of your scouting department and how much these guys put in, and like, oh, they identify a sixth round guy every single year. I mean, that's how part of the reason, I hate to do it, but Bill Belichick was good at identifying late-round talent, was good at identifying undrafted guys to come in and supplement his roster for cheap. What the hell are you talking about, Emmanuel?
Who knows? It's Emmanuel Acho. Like, who knows what he's ever talking about? Like, Joe, if I decide to give you $100 or $400, which one are you going to take?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, so we're all in agreement then that 1 week, one game result should decide your future and what you should do with your franchise, right?
One game?
Don't take like a whole sample size of a season or, you know, like look at a player, like his progression through his career. Just 1 week, decide everything you should do, right?
Depends on what that week is.
Well, that's what the Bears are facing right now with Justin Fields. Apparently,
we've got enough film.
Today determines whether or not the Bears stick with Justin Fields or not.
We all know what.
Whatever happens today in this game, the Bears have their decision. Like, I don't know if it's the social media, the recency bias, the week-to-week overreaction, but why do we do this? It seems like, you know, the Heisman Trophy race, it was decided in one game, Pac-12 championship game, right? It was like after the Ducks lost, it was like, okay, well, it goes to Jaden Daniels. And then Jaden Daniels doesn't play after that. He's not in the SEC championship game. He doesn't play in the ReliaQuest Bowl. People, and granted, this is a national media problem too, is that people see Michael Penix play against Texas and they're like, okay, well, we know who should have won the Heisman now. It was like, so this one game now changes your opinion? You know, there was like 13 other games where, and granted, Penix had his ups and downs, but like there was definitely a sample size where you could have seen that, yeah, he probably should have won the Heisman.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes for a lot of people. Vince Young came out and dominated in that national championship game, and everybody's like, oh, you know what? He probably should have been the guy to win. Shouldn't have been Reggie Bush that year. Did you see what Reggie Bush did for that entire season? Like, Vince Young was great in that game, but, you know, that wasn't the Heisman performance that, you know, he needed. He needed that early in the year. Justin Fields, man, I feel bad for this kid. Number one, if you're the number one pick of any team, you're probably going to a crap franchise, more than likely. Especially if you're within the first 12 to 15 picks, you're going to go to a bad team, more than likely. He went to the Bears. The Bears who, what was it, 2006, the last time they went to the Super Bowl? Five? With Rex Grossman?
Yeah, good old Grossy.
Yeah, Devin sexy Hester Rexy.
Returning the kick. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, so the Bears have been inept for, what now, almost 20 years?
Been a while.
Quarterback after quarterback. They've gone through coach after coach and offensive coordinator after defensive coordinator, and they've never been able to get it right. It's Justin Fields' fault now? Like, mind you, he hasn't played well. Let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade. He hasn't had one season where he's thrown for at least 20 touchdowns. This is his third year. And he's been, you know, nicked up a little bit, banged up.
Well, I want to say his rookie year, I don't think he started right away.
No, he didn't start right away.
I think they still had Trubisky playing there.
Yeah, and even still, he threw 7 touchdowns and 10 picks.
That's rookie season.
Next year, he threw 17 touchdowns and 11 picks. Better.
Improvement.
Better, you know. And then this year in 12 games, obviously 16 touchdowns and 9 picks. Like, he can't stay healthy because he moves a lot, moves too much. He has an offensive line that doesn't know how to block, a defense that can't really hold water. Like, there's a lot of things that are wrong in Chicago. I don't know if all of it is Justin Fields, though.
Well, coincidentally, he gets a great number one receiver this year and looks pretty decent. His passing stats this year, I mean, 2,414 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, rushing yards, 630. And we've seen, it seems like week after week, he has a play that he has to escape the pocket and avoid two tackles.
It's a Cam Newton-esque kind of escape, you know, when he does that.
Looks like damn near Barry Sanders. He's like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage and no blocking, and he's got to run for his life. But the way that the Bears have closed out this season, they have won 5 of their last 7 games. Now, granted, the 5 wins, Panthers, 16-13 victory. Vikings 12-10 victory.
Jeez.
You did blow out the Lions 28-13. I call that a blowout because this year with the NFL, all the unders have been hitting and it's one possession game after one possession game. You only lost to the Browns by 3, 2017 at Cleveland. That's one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL. And then he beat the Cardinals and the Falcons last week. He blew out the Falcons 37-17. And, you know, I know it's more of a college football thing, but I think there's definitely some style points in how you beat teams in the NFL that 100%. Matters. If you're at home, away, if you're blowing out teams, if you're barely skating by, you know, I think that definitely matters. But it sounds like it comes down to today against the Packers at Green Bay. I mean, Justin Fields and the Bears have the chance to knock Green Bay out of the playoffs. And if they do that, like, I don't see how you don't roll with him for another year.
If you beat Green Bay, if you beat your rival at the end of the year and play spoiler for them going to
finish
the playoffs,
winning 6 of your last 8 games,
you finish strong, like, you don't move on from Justin Fields.
This is what happened with the Lions last year. I mean, the Bears, they started off the season, what is it, 1-5, 2-7. That's where the Bears were at this season. And you're telling me you have the chance to finish 8-9? Like, that is a great turn. That's crazy, what happened to the Lions last year. They were, what, 1-7 to start the year, I believe? 1-6?
And then finished the year off awesome.
And then everyone said, yep, roll it back with this team, this coach. They clearly have that. They're in the right momentum. And so I think that's the what you got to do with the Bears here is that you finish the season the way you did with wins and Justin Fields improving, DJ Moore. You add some pieces through the draft or through the offseason. I haven't looked at their cap situation yet, but I don't see why. I also get the impatience with teams and quarterbacks because you get a guy like CJ Stroud who hits year one.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that doesn't help the situation when you're waiting and waiting for someone to put up numbers like that, and then a guy comes in year one and does it.
You start panicking. It's tough to look around. If you're the Bears, it's tough to look around, especially within your division, and you see that the Packers have an opportunity to make the playoffs a year without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough to see. It's tough to look around the country, and like you said, you see C.J. Stroud and the Texans making moves and trying to move forward and become a better team. Like, yeah, it's tough to look around and see what is considered his contemporaries, if you're Justin Fields,
yeah,
doing well, playing well. Gardner Minshew with an opportunity to potentially go to the playoffs last night. Like, so, yeah, it's tough to look around and see that, and then you start panicking because I truly think Justin Fields could be a Cam Newton-esque quarterback. If you look at their percentage, their completion percentages, they're right about the same, right around 60%. They do right around the same amount of running the ball and stuff like that. So he could still be a really effective, almost MVP level quarterback if given the right opportunity. We've seen what good coaches can do to a bad team. We thought the Texans were dead in the water to start the season. There's no way DeMeco is going to come in there and change that culture in that year with the rookie quarterback. That's not going to happen this year. And what do you know? They won 10 games on the season. Like, so, I mean, you'd be surprised to know what great coaching, and I don't know if the Bears have ever had that. I don't know if they've had it in a long time.
And Matt Eberflus, their head coach, I want to say this is, I don't think this is year one for him.
I think this is year two.
Yeah. But yeah, 2002 to present. So this is year two. So you improve from last year, record wise, team wise. I think head coaches usually get that third year to see if they improve on that. And then if they don't, maybe a fourth year, we'll see how that goes for him. But the Bears do have the number one overall pick. It is locked in. There's one idea of what not to do that has been floating around on the internet. Because obviously, you know, it seems like Caleb Williams is probably the consensus number one overall. We'll see what happens draft, you know, the days leading up to the draft are wild, you know. Agents get in GM's ears and people start talking, and then before you know it, Mitch Trubisky's going number two overall. But there is one take that has been floating around that is the worst of all time as far as what the Chicago Bears should do with their draft capital. And we're going to get to that next, right here, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, God. Vancouver Ford text line. We're in sync right now. Two different texts just
asking
came across.
You
two different texts from two different people just came across the Vancouver Ford text line that ask, please, I hope you're talking about this. Please play this clip. And we are. This audio comes from one Emmanuel Acho. Just a god. I mean, what do you say about him? Like
nothing, hopefully.
It just goes to show that speaking confidently, regardless of what dumb ass you are spewing, can get you pretty far. And this is the epitome of Emmanuel Acho and what he does, but put this take on anybody. Like if anybody were to say this besides him, it would still be horrendous, but because it came from him and the passion and the confidence and the hand gestures and the smile.
Can't get past his lisp.
This by far is the worst take in NFL draft history. George Schultz, do we have the audio ready?
Easier to hit on one player in Caleb Williams than it is to hit on four players. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about trading that number one overall pick for all these other picks, now you got to hope that Marvin Harrison hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the tackle you draft hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the other pass rusher hit, as opposed to simply hoping mm-hmm. that Caleb hits. Yeah. It's easier in my mind to simply hit on Caleb Williams than it is to pray that you hit on three or four other picks, not to mention you can always trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So based upon that, why would you not say to yourself, wait, we've already got lucky.
Yeah.
We traded Bryce Young for Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, because that's what it came down to. Uh-huh. They traded that number one overall pick for DJ Moore plus another first round pick who you can now use on Bryce Young. You got lucky. By the grace of God, the Panthers were terrible. You got DJ, you got Caleb. For Bryce, take your money, go to the cashier, cash out. Yeah. Why would you not make that decision?
Because you get fired is why you wouldn't make that decision.
You serious?
You idiot.
Listen, I don't think I've ever met like a baseball player that was like, Coach, I don't need four at-bats. Just give me one.
All one's all I need, Coach. I'm going yard.
Like, does he not know, like, did he ever take a statistics or like a probability class or like even just was there for the probability like lesson in basic math in freshman year of high school? He's literally saying, take Caleb Williams, who, I'm sorry, hasn't played in the NFL, so we have no guarantees that he is going to be a great player. And me and Rashad were talking in the break about his future prospects. I think he is mentally tough. USC, they kept having to throw him out there on offense, possession after possession after possession, because their defense could not hold firm. So he would have to go out there and put up 40, 50 points every night, it seemed like, just for them to have a chance. So I think he has that mental resiliency of like, all right, let's go out there. Got to do it again. If a mistake happens, go back out to redeem ourselves. I'm not crazy about his style of play of staying in the pocket and running like it's backyard football when a play breaks down. Yes, that's nice in NFL to have that ability, but that's not what the NFL, how quarterbacks build their success, is that pocket presence, is being able to feel that pressure around you, make a step up in the pocket, not have happy feet, not be panicking. That's my biggest concern with Caleb Williams, and it's not guaranteed that his game will transition to the NFL. We saw what happened this year when he started playing better teams. You know, it's nice when you're playing San Jose State or Fresno State or whoever the hell, but once you start getting to that better talent and NFL players and NFL caliber talent, that's where you can run into problems. So besides all that, he is saying, take him, whatever. You don't need four other players. You don't need all this draft capital. It also cracks me up that he says, well, okay, and then trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So are you saying that the second and third round pick are going to hit if you make that trade? But if you trade the number one overall pick, oh yeah, all those other first round picks you get aren't going to hit. Yeah. That's too much of a risk to take. What the hell are we talking about?
Just thinking locally of an example, like a very successful team in the Seattle Seahawks, in their GM, John Snyder, literally using lower round picks to build their defense up. That strong defense was not all first round picks. Mm-hmm. And then just out of that vacuum overall, when you hit on a fifth, sixth round guy, that ends up being so much more valuable in the long run. Like, I don't understand when you're thinking one compared to four, the math works out like you guys just said.
Like basic math.
But
like,
then when you talk about grabbing a guy cheap, when you talk about the success of your scouting department and how much these guys put in and like, oh, they identify a six-round guy every single year. I mean, that's how part of the reason, I hate to do it, but Bill Belichick was good at identifying late-round talent, was good at identifying undrafted guys to come in and supplement his roster for cheap. What the hell are you talking about, Emmanuel?
Who knows? It's Emmanuel Acho. Like, who knows what he's ever talking about? Like, Joe, if I decide to give you $100 or $400, which one are you going to take?
Or a chance to win $400?
Just give me the one, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to be happy, and by the grace of God.
Yeah, I'm going to try to turn this
I'm
one
thankful.
Into four. Right?
I'm thankful.
Yeah, you're going to try to flip it. Like, Emmanuel Acho, again, when you're confident in what you're saying, you make your BS sound good. We all saw the Cat Williams interview the other day, and the one thing about Cat Williams is he was sincere and confident in what he was saying, and so it just sounded like gospel to a lot of people, and a lot of people were like, yeah, I guess you're right. Emmanuel Acho's not one of those guys. Like, he just says corny stuff all the time, and this is one of them. There's if you're gonna lose a player like Justin Fields, man, you definitely want more talent to kind of supplement for that.
Yeah.
So
what
why,
a concept.
So you mean to tell
surrounding your quarterback with talent? I mean,
You mean to tell me you're going to take this 6'1", unproven in the NFL quarterback, to 210 pounds, maybe 207 pounds as far as Caleb Williams, over your 6'3", 200 and, you know, 27, 28 pound quarterback who knows the NFL, who's been playing well enough for a really bad team, you know, for the last 3 years? And then we don't need a tackle. We don't need
Caleb Williams. Why get another first round pick and maybe get a tackle or wide receiver?
We don't need a corner,
a D end, or you know, why build depth?
So you think you can hit on one person as opposed to possibly being able to hit on, if you get four, maybe two or three, let's say two of them are great, or two of them are end up becoming key starters on your offense or key players on your offense or defense. Instead, you would want a quarterback, just one player, who more than likely is going to struggle in his first 2-3 years as a quarterback of the Bears. Like Emmanuel Acho, most of the guys on that station, man, they should be fired.
LeSean McCoy is one of them.
Have you ever heard Marcellus Wiley? I mean, we don't work there anymore, but Marcellus Wiley.
Hey, that's a former Cowboy. You bite your tongue.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he's just as wrong as Acho is in most cases.
We're now in the age of former athletes getting jobs more and more, and it is just because you're a former athlete. You know,
I love it though. I love that part.
Well, you're not wrong, but then they end up sounding like Emmanuel Acho or Jason Witten, and it's like, dude, go back, play football, and shut up. Just because you played does not mean you're a great announcer. Like, I'm interested to hear what Tom Brady sounds like next year. Like, his legitimate takes on football, you know, outside of being a quarterback and explaining how the hell to be successful in the pocket, breaking down things as a whole, well, we'll see if he's good or not.
Well, it kills me because the whole, like, oh, well, if he didn't play, you know, you shouldn't probably talk about it. Like, you know, Bill Belichick, pretty sure he wasn't in the NFL. What does that guy know, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he's about to get fired, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, after, like, he's getting fired from his job after, like, 30 years. I think he'll be fine. And he's about to get a new one real
fast.
What
a bum, that Belichick.
Yeah. And he's going to go to a warm weather place and be good for the next little bit.
I don't blame him on that. Yeah, and I think Acho knew how stupid he was when he said that because he started going on the offense on the old Twitter X. Clay Harbor, one of his former teammates, former NFL player, he called him out on Twitter. And Acho essentially played the clip you posted of me has got you twice as much engagement than anything you've ever posted by yourself.
See, that's
so nobody can talk about it. No, yeah. Nobody. So I have to have more followers than Emmanuel for him to actually see this. Social media just rubs me the wrong way. We never talk about what the actual discussion.
I mean, he got ratioed for that for that one right there.
Sometime when you're on a tangent about stupid stuff, stupid ish.
Answer the question, you idiot.
You can't divert from that. Like, he starts saying something dumb, and now it's too late. I got to keep going with it. I don't think he meant to say that. I think I'm hoping he meant to say four is better than one. I'm hoping that's what he meant. Or I'm hoping that's what he was trying to say. And then he said something wrong and just said, well, screw it. I guess I'm committed now. And I got to finish this stupid thought.
Hey, man, it is a sales thing. Like, in my sales career, I've always heard, like, hey, man, if you just speak confidently, like, you can kind of BS your way through some stuff. So maybe that's just what we got to start doing, is saying the dumbest takes, the dumbest S possible that we can think of, Rashad, but with a lot of hand motions, big old smile.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what you y'all do. Idiots out
Seriously,
there.
If you do this a lot and you talk with your hands, you smile.
As I looked at my computer screen, I just see Acho just waving his arms around like he's calling an audible. Like, oh my God.
Acho, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Well, hopefully that is the last time we ever play anything from Emmanuel Acho.
I'm sure he's going to give us some more jokes.
Actually, I hope not. I hope he comes up with something just as stupid as this. Because, again, this does... I feel like it should make all of you out there, texters, listeners, people watching on the YouTube stream. Like, I hope when we play that stuff, you're like, wow, you know, my life is pretty bad right now. I feel down in the dumps, you know. And then you see that one person out there, you're like,
give
boy.
Give yourself a pick-me-up.
I'm not that. And for that reason, I'm going to be okay today. I'm going to be okay.
No.
All right. We wrap up hour number one. We've got a national championship game to talk about. That is tomorrow. I mean, the college football season, when it's right up against the playoffs, the NFL playoffs in the final week of the season. I know we talked about it earlier in the week because of the semifinal games, but we have a national championship game tomorrow. Washington versus Michigan. The Cheaters versus the luckiest team in college football history. We get to that next here. Hour number two, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, God. Vancouver Ford text line. We're in sync right now. Two different texts just
asking
came across.
You show.
Two different texts from two different people just came across the Vancouver Ford text line that ask, please, I hope you're talking about this. Please play this clip. And we are. This audio comes from one Emmanuel Acho. Just a god. I mean, what do you say about him? Like
nothing, hopefully.
It just goes to show that speaking confidently, regardless of what dumb ass you are spewing, can get you pretty far. And this is the epitome of Emmanuel Acho and what he does, but put this take on anybody. Like if anybody were to say this besides him, it would still be horrendous, but because it came from him and the passion and the confidence and the hand gestures and the smile.
Can't get past his lisp.
This by far is the worst take in NFL draft history. George Schultz, do we have the audio ready?
Easier to hit on one player in Caleb Williams than it is to hit on four players. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about trading that number one overall pick for all these other picks, now you got to hope that Marvin Harrison hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the tackle you draft hit. Mm-hmm. Then you got to hope that the other pass rusher hit, as opposed to simply hoping that Caleb hits. Yeah. It's easier in my mind to simply hit on Caleb Williams than it is to pray that you hit on three or four other picks, not to mention you can always trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So based upon that, why would you not say to yourself, wait, we've already got lucky.
Yeah.
We traded Bryce Young for Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, because that's what it came down to. Uh-huh. They traded that number one overall pick for DJ Moore, plus another first round pick who you can now use on Bryce Young. You got lucky. By the grace of God, the Panthers were terrible. You got DJ, you got Caleb. For Bryce, take your money, go to the cashier, cash out. Yeah. Why would you not make that decision?
Because you get fired is why you wouldn't make that decision.
You serious?
You idiot.
Listen, I don't think I've ever met like a baseball player that was like, Coach, I don't need four at-bats. Just give me one.
All one's all I need, Coach. I'm going yard.
Like, does he not know, like, did he ever take a statistics or like a probability class or like even just was there for the probability like lesson in basic math in freshman year of high school? He's literally saying, take Caleb Williams, who... I'm sorry, hasn't played in the NFL, so we have no guarantees that he is going to be a great player. And me and Rashad were talking in the break about his future prospects. I think he is mentally tough. USC, they kept having to throw him out there on offense, possession after possession after possession, because their defense could not hold firm. So he would have to go out there and put up 40, 50 points every night, it seemed like, just for them to have a chance. So I think he has that mental resiliency of like, all right, let's go out there. Got to do it again. If a mistake happens, go back out to redeem ourselves. I'm not crazy about his style play of staying in the pocket and running like it's backyard football when a play breaks down. Yes, that's nice in NFL to have that ability, but that's not what the NFL, how quarterbacks build their success, is that pocket presence, is being able to feel that pressure around you, make a step up in the pocket, not have happy feet, not be panicking. That's my biggest concern with Caleb Williams, and it's not guaranteed that his game will transition to the NFL. We saw what happened this year when he started playing better teams. You know, it's nice when you're playing San Jose State or Fresno State or whoever the hell, but once you start getting to that better talent and NFL players and NFL caliber talent, that's where you can run into problems. So besides all that, he is saying, take him. Whatever. You don't need four other players. You don't need all this draft capital. It also cracks me up that he says, well, okay, and then trade Justin Fields for a second or third round pick. So are you saying that the second and third round pick are going to hit if you make that trade? But if you trade the number one overall pick, oh yeah, all those other first round picks you get aren't going to hit. Yeah. That's too much of a risk to take. What the hell are we talking about?
Just thinking locally of an example, like a very successful team in the Seattle Seahawks, in their GM, John Schneider, literally using lower round picks to build their defense up. That strong defense was not all first round picks. Mm-hmm. And then just out of that vacuum overall, when you hit on a fifth, sixth round guy, that ends up being so much more valuable in the long run. Like, I don't understand when you're thinking one compared to four, the math works out like you guys just said.
Like basic math.
But then when you talk about grabbing a guy cheap, when you talk about the success of your scouting department and how much these guys put in and like, oh, they identify a six-round guy every single year. I mean, that's how part of the reason, I hate to do it, but Bill Belichick was good at identifying late-round talent, was good at identifying undrafted guys to come in and supplement his roster for cheap. What the hell are you talking about, Emmanuel?
Who knows? It's Emmanuel Acho. Like, who knows what he's ever talking about? Like, Joe, if I decide to give you $100 or $400, which one are you going to take?
Or a chance to win $400?
I can here's a chance.
Just give me the one, man.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna be happy and by the grace of God.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to turn this
into four.
Right?
I'm thankful.
Yeah, you're gonna try to flip it. Like Emmanuel Acho, again, when you're confident in what you're saying, you make your BS sound good. We all saw the Cat Williams interview and everything, and the one thing about Cat Williams is he was sincere and confident in what he was saying. And so it just sounded like gospel to a lot of people. And a lot of people were like, yeah, I guess you're right. Emmanuel Acho's not one of those guys. Like, he just says corny stuff all the time. And this is one of them. If you're going to lose a player like Justin Fields, man, you definitely want more talent to kind of supplement for that.
Yeah.
So what
a concept.
So you mean to tell
surrounding your quarterback with talent? I mean,
you mean to tell me you're going to take this 6'1", unproven in the NFL quarterback, 210 pounds, maybe 207 pounds as far as Caleb Williams, over your 6'3", 227, 28-pound quarterback who knows the NFL, who's been playing well enough for a really bad team, for the last 3 years. And then we don't need a tackle. We don't need
Caleb
linebackers.
Williams. Why get another first round pick and maybe get a tackle or a wide receiver?
We don't need a corner,
a D end, or why build depth?
So you think you can hit on one person as opposed to possibly being able to hit on, if you get four, maybe two or three. Let's say two of them are great, or two of them end up becoming key starters on your offense or key players on your offense or defense. Instead, you would want a quarterback, just one player, who more than likely is going to struggle in his first 2-3 years as a quarterback of the Bears. Like Emmanuel Acho, most of the guys on that station, man, they should be fired.
LeSean McCoy is one of them.
Have you ever heard Marcellus Wiley? I mean, we don't work there anymore, but Marcellus Wiley.
Hey, that's a former Cowboy. You bite your tongue.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he's just as wrong as Acho is
and
in most cases.
We're now in the age of former athletes getting jobs more and more, and it is just because you're a former athlete.
I love it though. I love that part.
Well, you're not wrong, but then they end up sounding like Emmanuel Acho or Jason Witten, and it's like, dude, go back, play football, and shut up. Just because you played does not mean you're a great announcer. Like, I'm interested to hear what Tom Brady sounds like next year. Like, his legitimate takes on football, outside of being a quarterback and explaining how the hell to be successful in the pocket. Breaking down things as a whole, well, we'll see if he's good or not.
Well, it kills me because the whole, like, oh, well, if he didn't play, you shouldn't probably talk about it. Like, Bill Belichick, pretty sure he wasn't in the NFL. What does that guy know, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he's about to get fired, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, after, like, he's getting fired from his job after, like, 30 years. I think he'll be fine. And he's about to get a new one real
fast.
What
a bum, that Belichick.
Yeah. And he's going to go to a warm weather place and be good for the next little bit.
I don't blame him on that. I think Acho knew how stupid he was when he said that because he started going on the offense on the old Twitter X. Clay Harbor, one of his former teammates, former NFL player, he called him out on Twitter. And Acho essentially played the clip you posted of me has got you twice as much engagement than anything you've ever posted by yourself.
See, that's
so nobody can talk about it. No, nobody. So I have to have more followers than Emmanuel for him to actually see this. Social media just rubs me the wrong way. We never talk about what the actual discussion.
I mean, he got ratioed for that one right there.
Sometime when you're on a tangent about stupid stuff, stupid ish.
Answer the question, you idiot.
You can't divert from that. Like, he starts saying something dumb, and now it's too late. I got to keep going with it. I don't think he meant to say that. I think I'm hoping he meant to say four is better than one. I'm hoping that's what he meant, or I'm hoping that's what he was trying to say. And then he said something wrong and just said, well, screw it. I guess I'm committed now, and I got to finish this stupid thought.
Hey, man, it is a sales thing. Like, in my sales career, I've always heard, like, hey, man, if you just speak confidently, like, you can kind of BS your way through some stuff. So maybe that's just what we got to start doing, is saying the dumbest takes, the dumbest S possible that we can think of, Rashad, but with a lot of hand motions, big old smile.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what y'all do. Idiots out
Seriously,
there.
If you do this a lot and you talk with your hands, you smile.
As I look to my computer screen, I just see Acho just waving his arms around like he's calling an audible. Like, oh my God.
Acho, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul, bro. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Well, hopefully that is the last time we ever play anything from Emmanuel Acho.
I'm sure he's going to give us some more gems.
Actually, I hope not. I hope he comes up with something just as stupid as this. Because, again, this does... I feel like it should make all of you out there, texters, listeners, people watching on the YouTube stream. Like, I hope when we play that stuff, you're like, wow, my life is pretty bad right now. I feel down in the dumps, And then you see that one person out there, you're like,
give
boy.
Give yourself a pick-me-up.
I'm not that. And for that reason, I'm going to be okay today. I'm going to be okay.
No.
All right. We wrap up hour number one. We've got a national championship game to talk about. That is tomorrow. I mean, the college football season, when it's right up against the playoffs, the NFL playoffs, and the final week of the season, I know we talked about it earlier in the week because of the semifinal games, but we have a national championship game tomorrow. Washington versus Michigan. The Cheaters versus the luckiest team in college football history. We get to that next here. Hour number two, Football Sunday. On 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.